Ladies and gentlemen, this week, HMS Troutbridge welcomes the serving ship's company of Her Majesty's frigate Troubridge to a special edition of the Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. If you happen to know Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, your birthday becomes a day of sheer terror and suspense in case he's bought you something which will show him an enormous profit and you a devastating loss. Well, last year I was lucky. He gave me a pawn ticket for a watch that turned out to be mine when I redeemed it. Today, it's Able Seaman Johnson's birthday, and he's locked himself in the stores aboard Troutbridge. Won't do any good. Pertwee will get him.
Johnson! Johnson! Open up!
Go away. Johnson's not here. I've gone out.
Tatso! Open this flaming door! It's your birthday.
I know. That's why I'm not opening it. I've only just finished paying the installments on the present you gave me last year.
Oh, you don't hop, don't you? Don't you worry, because Pertwee don't give presents to persons 2 years running.
Oh, well, that's different. Come in.
However, in your case, I've made an exception. Hey, you. Come outside and give me a hand pin with your present.
Oh, no, I don't want it. Swindle! Take your foot out of the door. I want to slam in your mooch. I'm going to be skint again now.
Oh, well, there's gratitude for you. Gratitude. You haven't even seen my day gift yet.
No, I don't want to either. Just give me the hire purchase agreement. I'll sign it. What is it?
What is it?
Yeah, what is it?
It's an all-working 1928 iron-frame stitch-tight treadle sewing machine.
Just what I wanted, I don't think.
Oh, yes, you did. It'll save you hours of hard work completing the contract.
Contract? What contract?
Well, the one I've got to supply all the sails for the yacht club, of course.
Didn't I tell you, Johnson?
No. No, you didn't, as a matter of fact. I was...
Hey, you're rotten, you are. Rotten, rotten, rotten. Absolutely stinking rotten. Rottens don't come any rotten, the rottens don't. And you're the rottenest rotten of the lot, you rot. You rotter.
Done?
Yeah, done rotten.
Right, good. Now, I'll give you an hand with your present and you can get sewing. You're way behind time now. You can work nights as well until you catch up.
Generous to a fault, aren't you? How did you come to be supplying yacht sails in the first place?
Well, not to put too fine a point on it, Fatso, I was offered cash if I could get them cheap, you see. I was paid in advance. And since then, the cash has sort of, ever so slightly, vanished.
Yeah. It always flipping well does. Well, what am I supposed to make these sails out of, then?
Well, I thought of that, you see. And I've reason to believe that the laundry will not be returning all the ship's bed linen this week. That blankets, yes. Sheets, no.
Of course, it is just possible the officers may notice they haven't got any sheets on their beds.
Hardly, Johnson. You're forgetting. It's not only your birthday today. It was also the birthday of the late Capsule for the gallant sailor, Admiral Troutbridge. Yeah, all the officers are having a bit of a slosh up in the wardroom this afternoon.
So what?
So what?
So what?
Well, our Admiral make all the punch as usual, so by the time they get over that and the blockbuster hangovers, next week's sheets will be back. Ha! And even if they aren't, none of them will say anything.
Oh, they might, you know.
They won't, you know. Oh, they all know that after a glass or two of that punch, anything can happen. So they'd all come down here apologising in case they pinch the sheets themselves. Ah, yeah. Righto, Johnson. Come on. Let's get your sewing machine in here so you can get treadling.
Yeah. You know, sir. You know, I'm not at all sure that I haven't had a jolly time too much.
You must certainly have. I'm ashamed of us.
I mean, ashamed of who?
I don't know, sir. Who are you ashamed of, Ash?
I've no idea. My word, Mr. Phillips, that punch pack's a strong pack. A pinch. What? I'll try again. That pack punches a strong pin. Pick punches a pun pun pin pun.
Halt, sir.
Granted.
Well, drink it up, sir.
I can't. My glass is empty.
That's funny. So is mine, sir.
Well, it's just as well you had a jolly mite suit touch already.
Call. Talk who's harking.
Watch it. Here comes the Admiral again. Duck down behind the bar.
Is there a, sir? Oh, I fancy some duck. We'll take the punch with us too, sir.
No, do get out of a chap's way, some of you. I'll kick out in a minute. Oi, where's me punch all gone? Povey! Some fool's nicked the punch.
Oh, have mine, Admiral.
Oh, no, it's all right. I'll have yours.
Admiral Povey, what are you doing?
Nothing, my love.
Have you been at the bottle again?
Sir, of course.
Been at the bottle? He's come out the other end. I've just had to take this one away from him.
I only had...
Creeping. I've used this old biddy in the ghastly dress. Hey. She looks like a roll of cheap wallpaper.
This, sir, is my wife. And that is her favorite gun. It was part of her trousseau.
Got it in town from Madame Tussaud. Not a bit surprised. Chamber of Horrors, I think. Oh, do get out of my way, Povey. I'm looking for Frobisher. Frobisher, you old fool.
After him, Henry. I insist on an apology from your red-faced little playmate in the sailor suit. Seize him, I say.
Yeah. Oh, very well. Admiral, about my wife, Fred.
It's all clear, sir. The Admiral seems to have gone.
So it's his punch.
And I know where.
Careful, Mr. Phillips.
Hmm? Well, why? What's the matter, sir?
Well, mind how you come up. The picture of Admiral Troutbridge is right by your...
Ooh. Hey, what was that, sir?
You idiot, you knocked down the picture of Admiral Troutbridge.
Oh, lummy. By the sound of it, I dropped him glass upwards.
Yes, right on his birthday, too.
Quick, sir, let's get rid of the biff.
Hello, what's this? It's a bit of paper on the back of the picture.
Lummy, looks like a chart, sir. Yeah, it's a chart of our old island.
Now, how would you know that?
It's got the name of our island just under your thumb there, sir.
Oh, so it has. For a moment, I thought you'd learned how to read the map. Something else written by this arrow, too.
Oh, yes, Admiral Troutbridge... His personal fortune, prize money, and other loot buried here. Lummy. What wouldn't the chief give to know about this, sir?
Excuse me, gangway there, please. Strike a light. Who left this roll of wallpaper?
Go wrong!
Oh, sorry, pardon. Gangway, please. Thank you.
Don't let Pertwee see that map, sir.
Excuse me. What? Not at all, I enjoyed it.
I've got nowhere to put it.
Hello, number one, sir. Hello, hello, hello. Having a little read, sir.
What? No, this? No. It's all just a bit of paper I found on the deck.
Oh, yeah? You can't have a place looking untidy, can we?
Oh, no, sir. Oh, no, of course not, sir. Perhaps you'd like me to dispose of it for you.
Oh, no. It's perfectly all right, Chief.
Oh, yes, he likes holding old bits of paper, don't you, sir?
Yes. What's mad about it?
Will any old bit of paper do, sir?
Oh, good heavens, no. It has to be a map of buried treasure.
Ah!
Mr. Phillips!
Oh, bother. Now I've gamed the given away.
Well, there's no use fighting it any longer. You may as well have a look, Chief.
It's a map of the island we found at the back of the Admiral's picture.
Oh, toss it. Let's have a look, then. Prize money. Other loot. Personal fortune.
Cast up for it! Cast up for it!
Stop that at once, Chief. We're not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere? What are you talking about, sir? We must be going. We'll all be rolling in goo, sir. We've got to go.
How can we, Chief? Old Thunderguts will never send us anywhere near that island again.
No, sir. But the Admiral might. Yeah, look. They're having a sailing regatta over there soon. Perhaps we could go over there then and show the flag, sir. I could arrange for a certain relative of mine at Admiralty, sir, to sort of put the idea in the Admiral's mind, sir.
Yeah, that's nice. Poor old Buffer will be under attack from me all day long now.
Well, indeed.
Well, Chief, if you think it'd work, you could try it, I suppose. It's nothing to do with me, of course.
You just leave it to me, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, could I have your attention, please?
Oh, dear, what's old Thunderguts up to now?
No idea, sir. Marjorie did mention earlier, sir, that he was sure the assembled gents were rather hoping he'd read one of his well-chosen poems, sir. And I agreed, sir. I've given him one written in honour of Admiral Troutbridge.
Didn't know there was one.
Well, there wasn't until about half an hour ago, sir. But at least this might stop him doing the seafarer's life.
Ladies and gentlemen, no quiet, if you please.
Henry Purvey, lower your voice at once.
Oh, but, my love, I'm going to recite.
No, no, your thumping will not. I haven't forgotten what happened when you recited at Admiral Troutbridge's birthday party last year.
But this is a different poem, my love. This one's all right.
It had better be. I'm not standing for all that old nonsense about those various young ladies from wherever it was again. No.
Oh, no, my love, I wouldn't dream of that.
Oh, very well, then. Say your little piece, Henry, then report back here to me later.
Yes, sir. Very well, my love.
Good boy. Carry on.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, ode to a sailor of misfortune.
Henry.
Yes, my love.
Watch it. Otherwise, you won't have your crumpets for tea on Sunday.
Certainly.
Very well, my love. Verse one. Oh, to the battles we should have won, like the right muck-up at Istanbul, where the ammunition was a fourpenny bun because the chap in charge was a Charlie.
Oh, good grief, Percy, I thought
no,
you said...
No, sir! Captain Povey, it was lovely, sir. Lovely reading. Oh, look, they're all hypnotized. Look at them. That's all right, sir. You keep going with your magnificent verbosity, sir. Keep going. Lubricate the lyricals and off you go laughing. Lovely. Good boy. Well, you go. Good lad.
Very well. Verse two. Oh, to the battle at Cape Ebu Vale, where the men were as keen as mustard. But the ammunition was a 6-inch nail because the chap in charge was a custard.
Oh, no, really, I can't go on with this.
Oh, dear, my poor head.
Perhaps it was something you ate, sir.
You know perfectly well what it was. It was that confounded party last night.
Captain Povey's office?
Well, this is the Admiral. Is Povey there?
Yes, sir. He's here, but... I'm...
Having his hair cut? About time, too. That's hot. That party yesterday looked like a tatty old teddy boy.
I'll put you through, sir.
What do you mean you did too, sir? I had mine cut last week.
Oh, no, sir. I didn't say that. I wouldn't be so discourteous.
Eh? I should have had a Tony Curtis. Not likely. A fourpenny all-off does me. Get Povey, will you?
It's the Admiral, sir.
Yes, so I gathered. Hello, sir. Captain Povey here.
Is that you, Povey?
Yes, sir.
I've got a job for Troutbridge.
Oh, something dangerous, I hope, sir.
Hey, you're a right sort, Povey. Why didn't you tell me there was a regatta going on at their old island?
Regatta, sir?
Yes, everybody up here at Admiralton knows about it. I've had chaps bending me ears about it ever since I got back.
Well, I hardly see that it matters, sir.
That's settled, then. And as these chaps up here pointed out, We ought to send the ship that was stationed there all those years, eh?
Oh, but, Admiral, it'll be the end if we send Trotbridge. You know I can never get them off that island. Once we send them anywhere near it, they stick there like glue. Now, you can't do it, sir.
Good man, I knew you'd see it my way. Send them over there at once, sir.
But sir!
Cheerio, happy haircut.
Hello, 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 hello.
I think the telephone's had a Faulkney all off, sir.
Really, it's too bad. Once they land there, I'll never get...
Oh, well, now. Send them to the island, he said. He didn't say they were to actually land on it. That's it, then. A nice trip over to the island, but no, absolutely no shore leave. Oh, they're going to hate every minute of this.
Left hand just a teensy weensy bit down a bit.
Left hand just a teensy weensy bit down a bit, it is, sir.
Still no sign of the island, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, you'd notice that too, hadn't you? It's been bothering me for some time now.
Really? Then I take it we're lost out here as usual.
Oh, no, sir. I think this time we're lost somewhere completely different. I'm positive we've never been lost on this bit of sea before.
Oh, don't be too hard on him, number one, sir. After all, if we can't land on the island, there's not much point in going there at all.
Well, it's a shame, though, sir, not letting us land.
Yeah. The suspense of not being able to find out whether that treasure is there or not is... Plain old Darrell with my twinging screws.
And you can cut that out before it starts.
What's that?
We're not putting you ashore because you need urgent medical treatment.
Oh. Well, the twinging screws are not to be trifled with, sir. Don't forget they caught my dear old white-haired mother in a vice-like grip when she was stuck in the doorway of the...
No, Chief.
sir, look, sir. It's the island, sir. I've found the island. My word, I'm jolly proud of Leslie. Rah, rah, rah.
Well, we're not. We're about 6 hours late. It'll be dark soon.
Yeah, that's a point, sir. That's a point. If we wait until it's dark, we might ever so slightly beach ourselves, sir. Then we'd have to go ashore.
No, Chief.
Stone me. A proper wet blanket, you are and all, sir. As fast as I set the fiddle up, you unfiddle it.
Well, I'm sorry. I want to know if the treasure's still there as much as you do. But Captain Povey said we were to arrive here today and we were not to go ashore. Of course. He didn't say we were not to go ashore tonight, did he?
Ah! That's it, sir. Well done, sir. Spades and shovels forward, lad. Stand by to lower the boat as soon as it's dark. Pertwee's going gardening.
Not so fast, Chief. There's no moon at present, and as the island has never exactly rivaled Blackpool for illuminations, how are we to know where we're digging?
Well, couldn't Lieutenant Bates rig up a working light with a generator, sir? After all, he is the electrical officer.
Well, let's face it. Lieutenant Bates couldn't rig up a torch unless he got the shop assistant to do it for him. In any case, a generator's no good unless you've got something to drive it.
Yes, you know, I saw a film once where a chap got one going by attaching a belt to a rear wheel on a bicycle, and then pedal away for dear life.
Ah, that's a big help, sir, isn't it? We haven't got a bicycle or anything else you can pedal at for dear... Pedal? Treadle? Pedal, treadle? I owe it a permission to leave the bridge for a bit, sir.
Leave the bridge?
Yeah, I want a short, sharp shout in Fatso Shell Light, sir. It's what you might call an urgent, sir.
Oh, very well, but, don't be long. We'll be dropping anchor soon, then we're bound to have Sir Willoughby and Lady Todhunter Brown coming aboard to welcome us.
And to drain every drop we've got in the wardrobe.
Yes, their last speech of welcome when they came aboard cost the ship £30 in gin.
Aye, I'm afraid we've had it, sir. It's a motor boot coming alongside with the Todhunter Browns aboard.
Oh, Lord, we'll have to receive them.
Reluctantly, sir. Governor... Alongside now, sir.
Help them aboard, Mr. Phillips.
Captain
grateful, dear.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Oh, jolly civil of you. Amelia, dear, where's my speech?
What speech, Willa?
My speech of welcome to the island, dear. Oh, it's all right, I've got it. Officers and men of Troutbridge. This is Troutbridge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well done. We're in the clear up to now, then.
Oh, do hurry up, Willie. I've graciously consented to inspect the wardroom. And I want to declare the corks well and truly drawn.
All right. Now, firstly, I should like to say that notwithstanding, let me add, without fear of contradiction, that furthermore, this challenge affects every one of us. And so I ask you to earnestly consider, and it is with this purpose in mind, that it reminds me of a story which I once heard. And who can deny the facts? I thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So give generously, for who knows? My friends, if I may call you to mind of a story I heard recently.
All right, you dumpling Dior. You can stop treadling. We've got other work for your birthday present now.
But I've nearly finished me last sail.
Good lad. Just what I... You steaming great fat nit. What are these supposed to be?
Sails.
Sails? And when did you ever see a yacht with round sails?
Well, it's not my fault. It's your blooming present. The bit you put on this sewing machine to make it turn corners is missing. I had to keep going round and round in circles.
Yeah, well, it's a pity you didn't keep that up a bit longer. And you might have vanished.
Yeah, I know. What's this other job with the machine, then?
Eh?
What's this other job with the machine, then?
Oh, yeah, Lieutenant Bates wants to borrow it for a bit tonight. Yeah, you'll have to give him an hand getting it ashore as soon as it's dark.
Oh, well, that's all right, then. For a minute, I thought you'd good night. See you in the morning.
Come back here.
I'd rather not.
You better add. We've got work to do. Look, we've got to get this treadle machine in the longboat, along with a generator, and anything else Lieutenant Bates needs to get the light going on the beach. Now, come on.
Got that generator fixed yet, Lieutenant Bates?
Yes, sir. It has been a bit of a poser. Well, he can start the old treadle going any time now. No, wait.
What's the matter?
Nothing, only I just didn't want to stand too close when it starts, in case I boobed with the wiring.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Come away, feet. This is no place for you.
Johnson, get back there. You panic-stricken pudding. Now then, come on. Start puddling.
Start what? Well, you're rotten.
No light yet, Mr. Bates.
Odd, isn't it? Perhaps if he pedaled rather faster, it might help.
Right, that's out. Double pedaling on the spot. Beep!
You know, sir, watching Fatso from the back is a fascinating sight. You know, sir, he looks like a blancmange doing a cha-cha.
Yes. Still no light, though.
Maybe there isn't, sir, but I'm getting uncommon hot here.
Yeah, that's right, you are, aren't you, Fatso? Here, number one, sir, have you noticed? There's a sort of ruddy glow about him.
I know what it is. We've got a dud bulb, and the chappie on the machine is copping rather a lot of volts. He'll blow a fuse in a moment.
Hey, Fatso, stop peddling. Switch yourself out, glow body.
Mr. Bates, really?
Well, don't you worry. Soon put it right, and then we can start digging for the old treasure. What?
Yes. What's the matter?
Wake up, William. What? Wake up. You'll miss the ghosts.
Well, tell them to wait until the morning and I'll see them now. I can't... Ghosts? What ghosts?
Well, we've got a lovely one down on the beach. I've been looking out of the window, and there's a sort of eerie light glowing out on the shore. It seems to be bobbing up and down all the time. I think it must be a ghost on a bicycle.
Good gracious, I can see it now.
Oh, good. To be perfectly honest, that's just a tiny little bit of a relief. I was beginning to think that my nightcap had bitten me.
By George, I'll soon deal with this nonsense, Amelia. Where's me elephant gun?
In the wardrobe, dear. But I don't think it's an elephant's ghost. Although it certainly looks pretty fat.
Well, you stay here, little woman. I'm going down to the beach to see what's going on.
Isn't it somebody else's turn to dig yet? Cool. I'm going to have the most terrible dishpan hands in the morning.
No, 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 you keep going, Mr. Phillips. We're bound to spot the treasure soon.
Fatso, so you're slowing up again. The light's going down.
Oh. It's all right, sir. I can still see where I'm digging.
Yeah, possibly, but I can't, and I'm trying to do a crossword.
Ah, what was that? I hit some tin mud.
Hey, no, you didn't, sir. Look, sir, look. There. It's the treasure, sir. It's a tin box.
Quick, get it out.
Right, to me. From you, Mr.
Steady. It may be jolly heavy.
Well, in that case, Mr. Bates can give you an answer. I'll help number one oldest crossword puzzle.
Stand by to hoist away. Up she comes.
Lovely. Lovely. Admiral Troutbridge's treasure. And it's all ours.
Well, open the box up, somebody. I can't stand the suspense any longer.
Here we go, then.
Go! It's open.
Here, hurry up, please. I can't keep treading much longer.
Lummy, where's all the treasure? There's only a bit of paper inside.
What? Oh. We've been done! It's a flaming great carver.
What's it say?
Listen to this. To whom it may concern, I'm not unduly perturbed by your predicament, Jack. I got here first. Sign. Anastasia Troutbridge, Mrs.
Well, of all the...
Abandoned beach!
quick, I don't know who it is, but get back to the ship. We can't be caught on the island.
Here, stop, wait for Fatso. I haven't got the strength to get over this blooming machine.
Crikey! I say, you chaps, they've hit the generator.
Blimey, isn't it gone bright?
Rather. It's short-circuited the floggle-toggle. Now the generator is riding the treadle on the towing machine.
Help! I can't keep it up. It'll have me ankles off. Stop it, you brute. Let go. All me legs. Hey, I'm glowing again. Switch me off, somebody. Help! I don't know whether I'm on me AC or me DC. Get me off. I'm red hot. Get me off.
And that was Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Able Seaman Johnson was played by Ronnie Barker, Captain Povey was Richard Caldicott, Sir Willoughby Todhunter-Brown was Tennille Evans, Lady Todhunter-Brown was Heather Chasen, and Lieutenant Bates was played by Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.